You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson. Thank you for joining us today. And we're going to be talking to Deb about her dream. But first of all, I just thought I'd share with you a little bit of feedback from Nina. Now, Nina was in episode 4 and came on and we talked about her dream. And we talked about the interpretation and I gave Nina a dream alchemy practice to do. And as a result of that, she wanted you all to know, and I'm quoting, "I noticed that I don't judge or blame myself anymore. Instead, I'm compassionate to myself, and this is amazing. I feel like I can't stop myself. Words just come out of my mouth. I'm not rude, but assertive. I'm surprised with myself. It's like a new me. And when someone is rude to me, instead of taking it on as if it was my fault, I put it back on them. And I've never done this before." She then added, "I feel like a different entity or energy is running through me. My relationship with my siblings and family is changing, and I am happy, confident, and more positive about how my life is going. I feel more comfortable in my own skin. Sometimes I cannot believe these changes are really happening." So that's Nina, and we recorded that episode with Nina about 6 or 8 weeks ago, and those are the results that she is getting simply from understanding her dream and then taking the all-important step of doing the dream alchemy practice every day as well. So that's great news, and I look forward to hearing from some other dreamers who've been on the podcast show and getting some feedback about how they're going. But today we've got Deb on the line. How are you, Deb?
I'm well, thank you.
And you have a dream?
Yes, I had this dream a couple of years ago, but it's really stayed with me, so I'd be really interested in hearing your feedback about it.
Yeah.
I was newly separated from a marriage, so I was in a very emotional state, and I'd actually moved out of the family home, but the family home was in the dream. It was quite interesting. The house is a low-set, long, old Queenslander house on a flat block of land, and I was standing on the road looking at the house, and I saw a huge wall of water coming from behind the house towards the house, and I knew I was going to be caught up in it, but I wasn't afraid because the water was very clean. So the water came across through the house, and I think I went up with the water and come back down again, and the water just moved on, disappeared. And I looked at the house, and all the windows and doors were open, and everything had been washed out of the house out onto the large front flat lawn. And I just looked at it, and people started walking past slowly. And one of the people that walked past was a friend of mine who I hadn't seen for a long time. And she just walked past slowly and started picking things up off the lawn. And yeah, it was a really graphic dream, and I don't usually remember dreams, so I'd be really interested in that one.
Oh, that's fantastic, Deb. A couple of questions. First, the friend that at the end of the dream that you hadn't seen for so long, and she was picking up bits and pieces from the house, what was she going to do with those in the dream? Do you know?
Well, I felt like she was going to help pick up the things that mattered and bring them to me. That's how I felt.
And if you could describe her personality in 2 or 3 words, what would it be?
A very long-term loyal friend, and very positive. Yeah, very positive.
Yeah, and why hadn't you seen her for a long time? Can you remember what the last time you'd seen her prior to the dream, or?
I probably hadn't seen her very much prior to the dream because of my marital situation. I suppose I was caught up in that, and She's always there in a distance, but we hadn't actually communicated for a while.
Okay. And all the things, one last question, all the things that were flushed out of the house, was it like everything from the house or just certain kinds of items?
I can't really remember.
It was 2 years ago.
It wasn't everything that came out of the house. It was sort of bits and pieces that were just left lying wet on the ground.
And did you get the sense that you wanted to take all of them or just the things maybe that the friend was selecting?
No, I didn't really want to take them, I was just interested that it was her, this particular person. There were a few people sort of walking past, but this one that I recognised, you know.
And you had the feeling that she was just picking out some things that she thought were meaningful and that maybe you should take with you?
Yes.
Okay. So in a sense, before she came along in the dream, you were just looking at it and thinking, oh, well, that's that. I don't need to take any of the stuff with me. But when she came, did you reassess that and think, oh, well, if she's picking out these things that are meaningful, maybe I should take those?
Yeah, I think that's when I was looking at it quite objectively. I wasn't distressed by the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It was very graphic, but not stressful, not emotional. And it was only when I saw her picking up a few things, I suppose, that I thought that was a possibility to pick up something.
Yeah, yeah. What a fantastic dream, especially for someone that doesn't usually remember them.
No, it was good.
Yeah. Oh, you did a very rare thing in that dream, Deb, and that is it's quite common to have a tidal wave dream in all sorts of circumstances. But most people either freeze as a tidal wave is coming, or they turn around, start running away from the tidal wave and wake up while that's happening. Very few people actually face the wave, and very few of those actually end up in the wave. You know, you felt that you came up with the water and it went down and it went past you. And you were still there at the end of the dream. So it was as if literally the wave had kind of passed through you and gone. And that's quite rare, and it's a very positive and wonderful thing to do as well. You described that at the time of the dream you'd had a marriage breakup, and you said it was a very emotional and, you know, tumultuous time. And one of the, you can't really take a symbol in a dream and look it up in a dream dictionary and say that, you know, a house means this or a flower means this or whatever. But one symbol that a lot of people respond to in the same way is water. And when we look at water in waking life, we often describe it in emotional terms. So we'll talk about a very calm lake or a raging torrent of water, or a refreshing stream. You know, we talk about water in emotional terms. And in the same way, when water comes into our dreams, we often find when we look at the whole dream, we can often see that the water symbolizes the emotion of the dreamer. So that when you then have a tidal wave in a dream, which for most people is like, wow, this is overwhelming wave of water coming towards me, and what am I going to do about it? Usually comes up at a time when you feel that you've got an overwhelming wave of the emotion that is just coming towards you, and you just don't know what to do about it. And if you think about it, that sense of facing a huge tidal wave is kind of like what you probably felt when you went through the tumultuous emotions during the breakup of your marriage. But of course, what the dream shows, and the dream always reflects the day or two leading up to the dream, what the dream shows is that you were acknowledging that, yeah, you did face an enormous tumultuous emotional wave, but the dream also showed that you rode that wave. Maybe you didn't have any choice. The wave was coming anyway, but you rode it. It passed through you. You came out the other side, and you were there literally then to pick up the pieces and to decide, what am I taking forward in my life from this emotional thing that has passed through me? Now, there are lots of other things in the dream. So, you know, the fact that the dream has put the actual house that was your, you know, the house you were living in at the time of your marriage breakup is in the dream. It wasn't a dream house. It wasn't a house going back to childhood. It was the actual house. So that was, you know, obviously symbolizing the marriage, the relationship. And it was like, My relationship, everything, you know, symbolized in that by the house, has been washed through by this enormous, tumultuous, emotional wave that I've had to endure. And I've come out, and now I feel, in a sense, washed clean, as the wave did in the dream, washed through. And the other thing that was really obvious in the dream was it took everything from inside the house to outside. And once it was outside, it was kind of on public display. And even then in your dream, you have people coming along going, oh, look at this, look at that, look at the, you know, and your friend actually looking through it. So there's a real sense of things that were inside coming outside. And whenever you have that in a dream, things moving or people moving from an inside location to an outside location, that's usually when you have got something out of you and put it out there into the world. In other words, it can be when there's a feeling that only you have known about it, or feelings that you've processed within you, or sometimes even things that you haven't really understood or known about yourself have suddenly come into consciousness, you know, being put into the world. It's like you're going, well, here I am, and I'm out there now. I've come out with the fact that my marriage is over. I've come out with the fact that I've been through an emotionally tumultuous time, and I've come out with the fact that I'm now moving on. Here I am. I'm out in the world. I'm beyond my relationship. All I have to do now is decide which pieces, you know, which bits to take with me. And of course, it doesn't mean the actual physical things that were in the house. It means which bits of Deb am I taking with me? What can I take from this? And that's where it's so lovely that of all the crowds of people looking, one of them is someone you can identify, you know, and you've described her as loyal. And you also described her as a long-term friend. And you also described her as someone that you hadn't seen since you really got into that marriage, because the agenda of the marriage kept you busy and kept you occupied. So there's a sense there in the dream that there was a part of yourself, once you'd been through all that emotional roller coaster, and were deciding, okay, where am I picking up the bits and pieces of my life, and where am I moving on from now? There was a sense of valuing loyalty. Mm. Valuing the kind of things that you had in that friendship before you got involved in the day-to-day details of the marriage. So you're kind of picking up those pieces, and particularly with the loyalty, some sense of loyalty to yourself as well, because one can easily feel in a relationship breakup, you know, that you're being disloyal to your marriage vows or to this or to that or whatever. But usually, of course, we leave a marriage because we're actually being loyal to what is important and meaningful within ourselves.
Mm. Definitely.
Mm. How does all that relate?
Yeah, it's very accurate, actually. It's all very true. Yeah, it's a difficult time, so it's there's a lot of changes going on. And it was obviously a very important dream at the time because it was so clear, and I remember it.
How did you feel about the dream at the time? What was your interpretation of it?
Well, I actually woke feeling very good. Like I said, it was, even though it was a lot of water when I looked at it, because it was very clear in the wave, I knew it was okay. I knew I wasn't to be afraid of it. So, you know, I thought that was an unusual way to feel in a dream, faced with a wall of water. Yeah, so, no, I felt good afterwards, actually, yeah, when I had it.
And did you find it quite easy to, or relatively easy to move on after that dream?
Yeah, I did. I sort of felt like it was saying to me that, you know, things had been sort of washed clean, I suppose, and but it's time to move on.
Mm.
It was like a, when they say, you know, that phrase sort of sweeping a broom through things, same sort of thing.
A clean sweep.
But done, clean,
but done with an almighty tidal wave of water.
Yes.
like no going back.
Right.
And looking back now that you think that your dreamy mind picked that friend of all people to go and say to you essentially in the dream, well, hang on a minute, let's not just leave everything behind. There are, you know, let's take forward what is meaningful, because that's what she was doing, you know, looking through the things to find what was meaningful. Any insight looking back as to why your dreaming mind will pick that particular friend and the loyalty thing to decide on that?
Well, I think she's probably one of few friends that would have known that things were really quite difficult, because I tend to hide that from the world.
Mm.
You know, most people put on a brave face, but she was one of the few people that knows me that well to know when things aren't going too well, and she's a very very astute person. I value her judgment, and I value her philosophy on life. So she was quite meaningful in that dream.
So she was really also underlining those things for you to take forward yourself: astuteness and valuing meaningful things.
Yeah.
That's interesting, isn't it? You know, because you're saying there that you tended then to hide difficulties from the world and put on a happy face. And I guess that's another thing that a house symbol does in a dream, or a house does in waking life too. It's, here's my house. Isn't it lovely? Here's the windows. Here's the door. And we all have our, you know, our hidden private selves, for better or for worse, inside the house, which people don't see. So there's that lovely feeling again in the dream of really, moving from being inside, having everything outside. It was moving what the kind of things that you did used to keep hidden, more into the public, and perhaps that end of that relationship began a phase for you of being more comfortable with showing more people how you feel, do you think?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think I've realised sort of with maturity and with age or whatever that it's okay to let the world know that things aren't okay sometimes.
Yeah,
I mean, there's levels of that, obviously, but I'm a lot more comfortable now with just with being more honest about things in life and realizing that everybody has ups and downs, and rather than thinking that the whole world expects me to be happy all the time or perfect all the time.
Yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it? Because, you know, you're quite correct in what you say, and you say that everybody has ups and downs, and that's another vision of the tidal wave, really. It's like it's an enormous up, it's an enormous down, and up, and it's down. And also what's interesting is I've talked to a lot of people that have had tidal wave dreams, and as I said before, usually of the variety where it's like turn and run or freeze. And they're usually people who shared the same kind of feelings you had there of I'm the one that's got to keep my emotions under check, because I'm the one that's going to stay cool and calm and show a happy face, because usually we do that because we think we're being helpful to other people by keeping things together and being the one that's got the happy face. And so there's that sense there in the dream too, whereas you've got that wonderful turnaround in the dream, which this is the point where you realize that that's not necessarily A, in your best interest, and B, actually not in anybody else's best interests either.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
Look, thank you so much, because in sharing that dream, Deb, you've also helped a lot of people listening in that have tidal wave dreams, or that also perhaps too often keep parts of themselves hidden instead of bringing them out into the open, where it's, you know, it's so much easier for us all to move forward if we're more open about how we really feel about things. And I hope that you're still in contact with that lovely friend that knows how to help you with picking what's meaningful. Yeah. Are you?
We are. I think I'm due to get in touch with her, though. But we are definitely. We're still good friends.
Well, if you're Deb's friend and you're listening to this and it sounds like you.
That's right.
Thank you so much, for Deb, for being part of the show.
You're welcome.
And thanks, everybody else, for listening to another episode of The Dream Show. And you can find more information about dream interpretation and analysis on my website, which is at www.dream.net.au. And if you like audio, which clearly you do because you're listening to this podcast, you might be interested in the audio version of my book, 101 Dream Interpretation Tips, which you can get from www.lifestylepodnetwork.com. So for more information, visit my website or lifestylepodnetwork.com. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and I'll see you next week for our next episode of The Dream Show.
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to thedreamshow@lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/dreamsite. The Dream Show is a production of Dreamsite Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.